Tens of thousands of Americans have interviewed each other for the project called StoryCorps. Excerpts from these conversations are played on this program each Friday, like this story from Ramon Chunky Sanchez. He grew up in a small farming town here in California in the 1950s, and like many Mexican-American children during that time, his name was changed at school.
By the time I was in the second grade, everybody was calling me Raymond. You know, out in the playground, in the classroom, Raymond, hey, Raymond, hey, Raymond. They're trying to adjust to this, you know what I mean? And if there was a girl named Maria, her name became Mary. And Juanita became Jane. Till one day, we got a new student by the name of Facundo Gonzalez. Facundo Gonzalez, man. When he came into school, we noticed they called an emergency administrative meeting. You'd kind of hear him talking through the door. You know, what are we going to do with this guy, man? You know what I mean? How are we going to change his name, you know? And one teacher goes, well, you know what? Why don't we try to shorten the name a little bit? And they go, yeah, well, but how do you spell it? F-A-C-U-N-D-O. And they go, why don't we just spell it F-A-C? And one of the teachers goes, well, that means his name would be Fock. And the other teachers looked at him, no, that, you know, that sounds too much like that, like a dirty word. You can't be saying Fock, where's your homework, you know? Where's Fock at, you know what I mean? Well, that was a trip we always remembered going to elementary school because Facundo was the only guy who never got his name changed.
Ramon Chunky Sanchez at StoryCorps in San Diego. His full interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.